ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some drizzle likely throughout the day today, staying cloudy with our high nearing 47. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Some showers and thunderstorms likely overnight tonight, staying cloudy with a low around 42. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Some showers and thunderstorms possible on Tuesday, otherwise sunny with a high of 51 and partly cloudy Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 36 degrees.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas Department of Commerce has announced that they will be spending more than $1.5 million in communities across the state of Kansas in 2023 to help restore aging downtown areas. As KSN News reports, the Department of Commerce's Community Development Block Grant Program will, quote, take aim at blight in Kansas's communities, where they say the goal is to invest grant funds to prevent the spread of blighted conditions to structures. According to the specialist with the program, Linda Hunsicker, she says the awards will be limited to communities based on their size, with some local governments and larger communities that may not be eligible for the commercial rehabilitation grants, but they may be eligible for other programs through the KDC. Some of the ineligible communities around the state include Kansas City, Lawrence, Leavenworth, Manhattan, Overland Park, Topeka, Wichita, and all of Johnson County. Private properties and other communities will be able to apply for up to $250,000 to rehabilitate buildings through their local government. Mid-America Network News.
The holidays bring family and friends together to tables filled with delicious food. Make the centerpiece of your holiday table smoked and cured meats from Yoder Meats. Ring in the holidays with Yoder Meats custom smoked turkeys or fresh turkey, cured hams, prime rib, or specialty meats like lamb and goat, all hand cut for your gathering. Stop by your favorite store today and let our team help you find the right cut of meat to impress your holiday guests. Place orders early to ensure you get just what you want. From our table to yours, taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
For 2022, farmers have many choices regarding seed. Stepping over the line shouldn't be one of them. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance thanks U.S. farmers for buying new professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers to ensure new seed innovations continue to show up on your farm. Without your support and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to meet your needs and continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has announced the inauguration day for 2023 to kick off term number two for the office. KSN News reports that the full committee released the schedule of events starting on Saturday, January 7th, leading up to inauguration day on Monday, January 9th. The inauguration ball will be held on January 8th at the Stormont Vale Event Center with single tickets starting at $250 apiece. In a statement, Governor Kelly said, quote, "We are excited to include people across the state at its inaugural celebration. I look forward to working together to invest in our schools, support our families, and commit to improving Kansas communities." In other news, Shawnee County Commissioners have approved a work on the new pump station near Lake Sherwood. WIBW reports that the replacement and rehabilitation project to the Sherwood Wastewater Treatment System includes $3.9 million in contracts to MCON and will be funded by a $7 million loan from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. They say the repayments to that loan will be covered by user fees from the Sherwood Sewer District Fund. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Get a $70 reward card or Visa virtual account with your purchase of four new select Michelin winter passenger or light truck tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Now through the end of December, you purchase any qualifying set of tires and turn your reward in, you'll get $70 back. $70 redemption from Michelin. Available at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. See store for complete details. Mike's OK Tire, offering tire sales, service, and front-end alignments.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Nebraska health officials say that over the last few years, they've seen a trend of increased sexually transmitted infections that they've seen more so over the past few years up until 2022. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the Central District Health Department said the number of STI cases have been on the increase since 2018, when there were less than 10 cases then. But as of 2021, that number has risen to 415.
The cases that we're seeing, probably the highest would be in people in their 20s, but they do range from as young as 13 up to individuals in their 50s and 60s.
That was Amy DeRoz, the Central District Health District Disease Intervention Specialist on KSNB Local Channel 4. They say the most common STI that they have been seeing coming in has been chlamydia, although syphilis cases have doubled over the last year as well. Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
The holidays bring family and friends together to tables filled with delicious food. Make the centerpiece of your holiday table smoked and cured meats from Yoder Meats. Bring in the holidays with Yoder Meats custom smoked turkeys or fresh turkey, cured hams, prime rib, or specialty meats like lamb and goat, all hand cut for your guests. Stop by your favorite store today and let our team help you find the right cut of meat to impress your holiday guests. Place orders early to ensure you get just what you want. From our table to yours, taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
In 2022, Mother Nature will of course bring unexpected challenges to U.S. farmers as she always does. One proven way for reducing your risk exposure is to start your growing season by planting professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed retailers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance is a 100-member industry group focused on communicating the many benefits of investing in U.S. seed innovation. SEPA seed companies invest 15% of their sales into plant breeding, trait development, genome editing, seed conditioning, packaging, and service. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners approved setting a public hearing for renewal of a neighborhood revitalization program and a public hearing for implementation of an infill housing revitalization program for December 27th at 8:30 and 8:45 a.m. respectively. Nancy Brazier, general manager, and Amanda Peace with Transition Plus in Summerfield presented an update on recently finished construction of a large greenhouse with the capacity to hold 75 hydroponic growing towers. They're currently raising and harvesting produce, which is being distributed to several local restaurants. They're working on getting more towers and expanding distribution in the former Summerfield School, which also houses a thrift shop administered through Transition Plus. The representatives asked the board if there are any American Rescue Plan funds available that could help with capital purchase of additional towers. No decision was made. The matter will be considered at the next meeting. Washington County Commissioners last week voted to give all employees a 5% increase on their base salary. Nemahal County Commissioners heard from several local residents regarding possible closure of T Road in Granada Township between 88th and 96th Road. The bridge in this mile section was washed out about 10 years ago and has not been replaced. General consensus was to put in a new bridge at the location and keep the road open. Commissioner was advised getting this bridge added to the list to be replaced. Granada Township would then maintain that road along with other township roads. An offer from Kansas Gas Service to purchase a roughly 5,000-square-foot section of county-owned property near the Nemahal County Training Center for a town border station to be located in Seneca was approved for just over $12,000. Cleanup efforts continue from last week's pipeline break in Washington County as the Keystone Energy Line released some 14,000 barrels of Canadian crude along the Mill Creek tributary northeast of Washington. A dam was constructed at a low water bridge on Mill Creek within 12 hours of the incident to prevent the spill from moving downstream and potentially move into other waterways. Multiple booms or barriers have also been installed downstream from that location. Around-the-clock air quality checks and other environmental monitoring is continually taking place. EPA said no drinking water wells were affected and no one was evacuated. KDHE warned that people and animals should not wade into the creek. Cause of the break and a timeline as to completion of cleanup has not been determined, but it reportedly could take upwards of more than a month. Hundreds of workers are using vacuum trucks to contain loose oil, and traffic on B Street north from Washington has been heavy with equipment up to 20th Road. That site is cordoned off, and security checkpoints have been established as cleanup efforts continue. Closing the Wetmore School is on the agenda for Monday night's meeting of the USD 113 Prairie Hills School District. At a special school board meeting in November, a number of public comments were heard from district patrons, primarily from Wetmore, but including Axtell. Gary Runnebaum, former USD 488 Axtell school board member, spoke about Axtell School's education and athletic achievements. Prairie Hills Superintendent Todd Evans then commented, "With the challenges, our Axtell has an expenditure issue and Wetmore issue. The concern is planning for future sustainability." Evans explained how weighted full-time equivalency and valuation were calculated and used for funding and expense allocation. Discussion of campus viability is again on the agenda for the meeting Monday, December 12th, and the board will consider a resolution to conduct a hearing to consider a proposal to close the school building with grades pre-K through 12 at the Wetmore Academic Center. Other business Monday on the agenda includes approval of Gay Frazee as principal for the Axtell Schools for the 23-24 school year. Doris E. Wright, age 90 of Beatty, passed away December 5th. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Beatty United Methodist Church. Burial in the Beatty Union Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 1 until 9. Family will receive friends Monday from 6 until 8. At Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Doris Wright. Merlin Mert W. Firking, age 84, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 2 p.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday, noon until 9. Family will see friends Monday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mert Firking. Stephen D. Gibson, age 75, of Oquito, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Beatty United Methodist Church. Burial at a later date. Visitation Wednesday, 5 until 9. Family will receive friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Stephen Gibson. Vernon Dale Crom, age 80, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. A graveside service is planned Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Dale Crum. Marceline Marcy Meyer, age 91, of Axtell, passed away Saturday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge for Marcy Meyer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken pot pie, casserole, beets, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, barbecue meatballs, baby bakers, peas, and sliced pears. KNDY News Time 7:17.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A large low-pressure system will start to make its way through the region today, bringing a chance for some rain showers and gusty winds throughout these next few days. For today's forecast, some drizzle likely, staying cloudy with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Some showers and thunderstorms are likely overnight tonight, staying cloudy and warmer with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Some showers may continue throughout the day on Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid-40s and upper 50s. Southeast winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Conditions will start to clear up throughout Tuesday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. Temperatures will then stay cooler throughout the region on Wednesday, partly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-30s. Westerly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly cloudy skies over Wednesday night with our lows in the upper teens and mid-20s. And staying cloudy throughout Thursday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December 44, record high on this date 67. The average low 23, the record low minus 11. Sunrise this morning 7:38, sunset this evening at 5:05.
It's 36 degrees ahead of sunrise. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 12th of December. KNDY News Time 7:19.
From farm to field, Massimo Power Equipment is the right choice for the farmer, cattleman, outdoorsman, and off-road enthusiast. Powerful, affordable, and reliable, Crown Over Auto Sales is your local dealer with several side-by-sides in stock and immediate shipment of any custom order. Come see for yourself what Massimo can do for you at Crown Over Auto across from Valley Vet in Marysville.
The Chargers slow down Tua and the Finns. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Chargers hosted the Dolphins on Sunday Night Football. L.A. was up 10-7 right before the half and looking for more.
Herbert takes the snap, hands to Eckler. Eckler into the end zone. Touchdown.
The call on Alt 98.7 FM. Austin Eckler put the Chargers up 10, and they never looked back, beating the Dolphins 23-17. Justin Herbert throwing for 367 yards and one TD. An AFC East battle in Buffalo. The Jets were looking to pull another upset against the Bills. Tied at 7 in the middle of the third, Josh Allen added another rushing touchdown to his resume.
Takes the snap, and Josh keeps it himself, and he drives forward, and he is in. Touchdown, Buffalo!
The call on WGR, the Bills stopped what could have been a game-tying drive by the Jets late in the fourth and hold on for a 20-12 win. Continuing with Week 14 of the NFL, Dallas was in danger of being upset by the Texans. After a turnover late in the fourth, the Cowboys held on a goal line stand to get the ball back. 9 minutes later at Houston's 2.
In the gun, Prescott snap back, handoff, Elliott driving, pushing, touchdown, Ezekiel Elliott!
The call on 105.3 The Fan, the 11-play, 98-yard drive sent the boys to a 27-23 squeaker over Houston. Around the league, Eagles rout the Giants 48-22. The Bengals won their fifth straight, beating the Browns 23-10. And Detroit making a playoff rush, upset the Vikings 34-23. NBA, New Orleans defeated Phoenix for the second consecutive game, 129-124 in overtime. Milwaukee dropped the road game to Houston 97-92. Atlanta squeaked by Chicago 123-122 in overtime. The Lakers beat the Pistons 124-117. And the Knicks crushed the Kings 112-99. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
With deer processing openings available now, call Bobo's Meats in Belleville, 785-955-2322 to book your spot before they're filled. Check out their Facebook for full pricing and information. With deer processing openings available now, call Bobo's in Belleville, 785-955-2322.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's a look at your ag news for this Monday, December the 12th. Well, USDA's December World Ag Supply and Demand Report, WASDE, typically isn't a major market mover, and that was the case again this year. So the report was released on Friday. What exactly did that report have to say, and what's the analysis of it? Well, Joe Kablak of Standard Grain said there wasn't much to digest from the report, with one exception.
There was one change of note and one change that was kind of expected, I think, by a lot of people, myself included. USDA reduced its projection for U.S. corn exports, and that's something that I think was pretty well telegraphed, given the slow pace of sales, the slow pace of shipments. That should not have been a surprise to anybody. USDA did not touch the U.S. soybean balance sheets. They did not touch the U.S. wheat balance sheets. They also left all of their projections for South American production, both crops in Argentina, corn and soybeans, both crops in Brazil, corn and soybeans. They left all of that stuff unchanged. I think personally, they probably should have or are going to walk back their Argentina production numbers. They've got some real problems there in terms of weather, excessive heat, drought, planting delays. USDA is kicking the can down the road on that one, but that's something that I would almost guarantee is coming in January.
Now, here of late, the weather forecast for Argentina has really been affecting the markets quite a bit. Will we see that continue?
Depends on what you're talking about or where in South America. I think Brazil, which is the bigger of the two big soybean producers, Brazil has all the potential in the world to produce a record crop. The Brazilian government, CONAB, which is like Brazil's USDA, they had their government report out the day prior, and they're still expecting a record soybean crop in Brazil.
And that's a look at your ag news for this Monday, December the 12th. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Summer heat, even here in Kansas, can have a big impact on cattle health and consequentially an operation's bottom line. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff shares K-State's two-year-long study looking into the impact of shade and limit feeding on heat stress in cattle.
Roughly 2 years ago, a colleague of mine, Dr. Dale Blasi, over in the Animal Science Department, we got together and we really wanted to answer practical questions that producers have. How do we increase the efficiency of our animals, increase their comfort in growing and developing and starting cattle? Okay, so that's kind of what the area that we wanted to work in, you know, stocker, backgrounder, getting higher risk animals started and up and going, but especially during the summer months. We're pretty accustomed to heat stress here in the state of Kansas. What are we doing, or what are some mitigation strategies that we can do, or are there different types of mitigation strategies that we can put together and have an even bigger outcome?
Tarpoff explains the foundations of the research.
Where the question started is, well, what about something as simple as feed management? How we feed, why we feed, the components of what we put into the ration, does that have an impact on heat stress? The thought process there is, well, there is a heat of fermentation. Whenever we feed cattle, we don't directly feed cattle. We feed the rumen microbes that have to ferment the feed stuff, break it down, and a byproduct of that is heat release. So if we feed them a more digestible feed stuff, in a limit-fed manner, which Dr. Blasi has been doing this for a number of years at the Beef Stocker Unit. We have some tremendous data that is very consistent over numerous years of the efficiencies and how practical that this limit feeding program can be, but we've never implemented it and look at it, you know, with heat stress. So the idea is more digestible versus a high roughage, high hay type of ration, which would be more typical of backgrounders, versus a higher corn co-product, whether distiller grains or corn gluten feed, where we can see that trade-off.
Tarpoff goes on to give insight into the second component of the study.
Also, the other glaring question is, hey, what about shade? You know, shades in different areas of the country are essentially necessary. If you're in deep South Texas, you're in areas of higher humidity, high solar radiation. Here in the Great Plains, in Kansas, in parts of the Midwest, where we have a little bit drier climate, it's not necessarily a necessity to raise cattle, but do we see a benefit? And there's not a wealth of information out there for producers to know what those outcomes will be. So we wanted to couple this limit feeding strategy and sunshades and see what the impact is on our cattle.
That was A.J. Tarpoff, K-State beef veterinarian, sharing insight into K-State's research study on the impact of shade and limit feeding when it comes to heat stress in cattle. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks from Beatrice 77 Livestock. It's a Monday. It's a great day with a little bit of drizzle in Beatrice, but certainly we need that also. Well, it's 10 o'clock sharp here today as we do have a large run of cattle. And in the market, it's 156 in the case, 247 in the carcass. Everything was wrapped up on Wednesday and Thursday of last week, a little bit lower, but still feels pretty strong. Well, in the hay department, that will be at 12 o'clock noon. We have a group of 50 prairie, a group of 40 prairie. There's brome 24, there's straw 55. In the big round department, there's 11 second cut alfalfa. In the round native, there is 11 very nice bales. Well, in the cattle market, they're all nice. Folks, we got a great run. The quality is high. And let's get after a long list of cattle. The great news is I believe everything is weaned, and we've got a big, long list. Steubendick out of Palmyra, 12 black, red, steer and heifer, 6 to 700. Anderson out of Dubois, 8 black. Black baldy steers are going to be 4 to 650. Meyer out of Geneva, 8 black steer and heifer, 6.5 to 800. Hothan out of Maryberry, 15 black steer and heifers, 4.5 to 75. Trout Angus has them all in town here today. 60 black steers, 550 to 675. Heifer in is 23. Black heifers, 5.25.
On the
got 110 black
steers,
5.25. Quarter and another group of 25 black steer and heifers for 50 to 5 and a quarter. Great set of cattle. Double B Farms out of Okito, 40 black steer and heifers, 5 to 600. B&B Farms out of Claytonia, 48 black and red steers. They're going to weigh 5 and a quarter, 550. Rolf's out of Diller, 55 black steer and heifers, 475, 575. J.B. Nicholas family out of Burchard, 70 black steer and heifers, 650 to 7 and a quarter. John Werbein out of Burchard, 36 black steers, are going to weigh 7 to 8 and a quarter. Schuster out of Beatrice got 43 red Angus Char Cross. They're going to weigh 550, 750. Chad Walker out of Hong, 45 black and red steer and heifers, 550 to 700. John Hippen, Lewiston, 63 black baldies are going to be steer and heifers, 6 to 750. Christian Farms out of Steiner's got 10 black and red steers. They're going to weigh 6 to 700. Dave Wallenberg out of Beatrice, 62 black baldies steer and heifers, 7 to 800. Jeff Ray out of DeWitt, 40 black steer and heifers, 6 to 700. Mark Rock out of Barnston, 40 black Angus steer and heifers, 575 to 700. Jesse Hum out of Palmar, 42 black and red steer and heifers, 6 to 700. Darren Cotis, Western, 35 black steer and heifers, 550 to 700. Jurgens Farms out of
average on temperature.
Steer and heifers, 450 to 550. Stan Carr out of Sterling, 24. Black steer and heifers, 550 to 700. Fredericks out of Marysville, 14. Red Angus steer and heifers, they're going to be 5 1/4, 600. Mike Wires out of Crab Orchard, 16. Black heifers, 650. Olson David out of Beatrice has 26 black and red steer and heifers, 550 to 750. Glacier out of Omaha has got 33 black steer and heifers, 4 to 600. Certainly be catching more cattle here today, folks. The quality is super. The cattle were good boys, good hair coats on them, so give us a call. Tanya Rickard, any of 223-3571. Well, we'll be back on the air Thursday morning for the first Bred Cow Special. That will be December 15th at 11 o'clock. 216 first calf bred heifers, 122 bred cows on the public auction.
732 from KNDY, seeing some moisture start develop, cloudy overcast, it's 36 degrees, middle 40 seasonal high forecast for today.
With all of the food is
in-season fruit is hard to find this time of year, but we know of some interesting alternatives. We will share those today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 12th, the 346th day of the year. Singers Frank Sinatra and Dionne Warwick were both born on this day. This is a good time of year to broaden your fruit horizons. There's a scarcity of quality local produce, but some of the more exotic fruits are at their best. Consider kumquats. The tiny olive-sized citrus is in season and goes well in salads and salsa. Quinces are also in season. They're a cousin to apples and pears, and some think they help ward off the flu. And carambola is now at its sweetest, also known as star fruit for its unique shape. Many people use them to make edible Christmas tree ornaments. Check with a specialty grocer if you don't see them in the supermarket. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Week number 14 for the NFL is officially in the books, and the Kansas City Chiefs ended up topping the Denver Broncos on the road in Colorado as the Chiefs overtook the Broncos at 34-28, going into the half with second quarter with 21 points.
Fake it. Wilson. Intercepted. Picked off by Willie Gay. And Gay is going to take it all the way. Touchdown, Kansas City.
That keeps the rally going for the Kansas City Chiefs, sitting atop the AFC West at number one, sitting 10-3 overall for the season. The Broncos are the opposite at the bottom of the AFC West at 3-10. Kansas City remains on the road as they go into next Sunday, December 18th, with a kickoff in the middle of the day at noon on the road against the Houston Texans. The Texans are coming off their loss against the Dallas Cowboys over the weekend, 27-23. They are also at the bottom of the AFC South with a record of 1-11 for the season. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball scores and girls action. Clay Setter took Marysville 32-24. Smoky Valley.